From the WLRN Miami Herald Newsroom, I'm Christine DiMattei. The University of Miami stands to benefit from a plan to boost cancer research in Florida. UM's Sylvester Comprehensive Cancer Center is one of three in Florida that will share $60 million in annual state funding for 5 years. Sylvester Director Dr. Stephen Nimer says the center has already invested in new research equipment.
We've purchased machines that allow you to look at individual cancer cells. You can take each cell out and look one cell at a time and identify some of the complexity of cancer that was previously not apparent.
Governor Rick Scott proposed the funding as a way for the universities of Miami and Florida to gain the federal government's coveted National Cancer Institute designation. That title gives cancer research centers special access to grants and clinical trials. In other health news this morning, Florida health officials say they expect to see more cases of chikungunya fever appear in the state over the summer. As WMFE's Matthew Petty reports, Polk County recently confirmed its first case of the mosquito-borne illness.
Chikungunya is spread by bites from infected mosquitoes and causes high fever and joint pain. The Polk County patient is the 48th case in Florida. Florida Department of Health spokesman Scott Shablum says the man picked up the disease in the Caribbean, and he says with travel season underway, it won't be the last case in the state this summer.
As those folks come back, we're gonna continue to see our numbers increase for the time being.
So far, no one has contracted chikungunya from a mosquito bite here in Florida, but if an infected traveler or visitor were bitten in the early stages of the illness, that mosquito could spread the virus. While most patients feel better after a few weeks, chikungunya can cause complications in young children and the elderly. I'm Matthew Petty in Orlando.
And from the WLRN Miami Herald Newsroom, I'm Christine DiMattei. Here's Paul Leary.